Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another episode of Sports Overnight America and First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside with me, Nico Beef Sauce. Man, what a week in the world of soccer we had. Just 5 years ago, on October 2nd, 2018, Aston Villa tied Preston 3-3, and the headline reads, Steve Bruce confirms fan through cabbage. You're hearing that correct. Just last week, they take down Bayern Munich, European giants and legends in the Champions League. Man, the Champions League was absolutely fantastic this week. We had Real Madrid break their 36-game unbeaten streak to Lille, Aston Villa, Arsenal taking down PSG, a whole lot more. We're going to get into some just tragic results in game week six. Manchester United getting absolutely smoked by Tottenham. I am certainly going to have a lot to say about that. Manchester City in their first game without Rodri dropping points. Is that a concern for their fans? Nico and I will certainly be covering that. Arsenal and Leicester, who would have thought potentially game of the week? Leicester gave Arsenal quite the scare. And Liverpool sitting atop of the table. What a start for the Arne Slot era. I mean, their one fluke loss, losing to Forest at home as minus a billion favorites from being 6-0 in the league. They have given up 2 goals thus far and scored 12. How about that? We got a whole lot more to talk about. Everton finally get their first win. Fulham with a clutch victory against Forest. Liverpool squeaking by Wolves after a late scare. Ipswich and Villa, we got a lot to talk about in that game as well. This week was absolutely jam-packed with headlines. We got to shout out Cole Palmer. He had a massive game. We're going to get into that as well. We're certainly going to be going through the headliners of Champions League game week two. And unfortunately, we don't just have one terrible result for United to talk about. We got to mention them being up 2 and blowing the lead to Porto. And we're absolutely going to be diving deep into game week 7. The Saturday and Sunday slate. We're going to be giving our picks. There's a lot of interesting lines out there, over-unders. We're going to be going through it. We're going to be giving out some locks. I'm fired up. Stay right where you are. We will be right back. First Touch coming up next on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Stay right where you are. We will be right back.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American premium vodka.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
All right, welcome back to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. And baby, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go through the Game Week 6 recap, Game Week 7 preview, Champions League Game Day 2 recap. Let's get into it. Nico, how we doing, my man? What a week, huh?
As long as there's such action during the week, I'm doing phenomenal. You got to know that. I mean, a lot of goals last week, a lot of games during the week with Champions League happening, and a ton of action all around. How we doing?
I'm doing good, man. Is there anything better than looking at your calendar, realizing that it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday, even a Thursday for your Europa League, and realizing that at 3 p.m., during smack in the middle of the workday, as it's coming to a close, you get to tune into some Champions League and Europa League? Is there anything better than that? Because I don't think so.
Nothing's better than that, and especially now with Champions League and the format being changed, we have more games. So it's even better, in my opinion. It makes it more interesting. And the point system is going to force teams to play every single game seriously and play their starters. So I'm excited for it.
Me too. Let's get into the Game Week 5 recap of EPL. I want to start with Newcastle and City. They draw 1-1. The draw plus 350. Great value there. That cashes. Guardiola and Gordon score. Gordon scores off of a penalty. After a very swift move, great through ball, gets taken out. City blink in their first game without Rodri. Should City fans be worried? Because, look, they've been unstoppable when Rodri's in that starting 11, but when he's not there, they tend to falter. If they're going to defend their title for a shocking fifth consecutive year, is this something to be worried about long term?
I mean, at the end of the day, Rodri's going to be out for the remainder of the season. They find about it early, and you know they can maybe get a player in December or January window. But at this point, with how Rodri has been influential to their game, they're going to have to get used to finding solutions through other players. They have plenty of players. They signed Gundogan pretty much for free from Barcelona. So I'm sure they feel thankful for him coming in. And I think that we talked about it on the last show, how Newcastle is not going to be an easy team to beat at home because they play with a different pace. Yeah. So good for them.
Absolutely, I agree. How about this Arsenal-Leicester game? Arsenal get a little bit scared late on. It ends 4-2 after two late stoppage time goals, one an own goal, another one put in by, I believe, Havertz. Arsenal minus 600 cashes. It was an amazing game, though. Arsenal were up 2-0 at half, and then two Justin goals level things up, including an absolutely world-class outside-the-foot volley post and in. Arsenal seal it in stoppage time. This is obviously a huge win for them. They're missing Odegaard. But they take care of business. But this was a bit of a shocker for me, and I think that it can kind of allude to that, you know, they can get scored on. Their defense has been phenomenal, but, you know, these games where you're missing a key player in the midfield, they can get scary, and Leicester almost shocked them away. You know, what does this mean for Leicester moving forward to even kind of be in this game until the very last second?
I think they're a very gritty team. They've won the Premier League. No matter if the team won it a few years back, that says a lot about the club and their mentality going into every single game. I know they haven't had the hottest start this season, but for Arsenal, you can't take your foot off the pedal in these games. You have to stay focused all the way up until the 90th minute because these teams are going to try to get a point out of you. Maybe they were thinking about Champions League. I don't know. It was a blunder, in my opinion. Good for them winning it, though.
Yep. This one's crazy, man. This statistic I'm about to go through is one of the craziest I've seen in all my years of watching soccer. Brentford and West Ham finished 1-1, draw plus 250 cashes. Brentford score in the first minute for their third consecutive game, and they won none of those games. That's one of the more unbelievable things I've ever seen in all of my years of watching soccer. Brentford, it's just shocking. To get into another statistic, I'm just going to pass by this game. It was kind of a stinker. An even more impressive statistic, Chelsea finished 4-2 with Brighton, minus 138 Chelsea moneyline cashes. Cole Palmer, the first player ever to score four goals in the first half of a Premier League game. Brighton were actually up in this game. They scored 7 minutes in to take the lead, and then Cole Palmer just went off. He was scoring left and right, had an absolute banger of a free kick, scored a penalty, had an unbelievable pass to Nicholas Jackson, who failed to score after rounding the keeper. Chelsea are sitting in fourth place, and they are looking good. How about this performance from Cole Palmer? I mean, City have got to be kicking themselves. Finally, Chelsea get one right. We've seen De Bruyne go to Chelsea, Mo Salah be at Chelsea. They go elsewhere, and they absolutely pop off, and they regret it massively. It's now happened to Manchester City. They let Cole Palmer go to Chelsea. Granted, it was a $45 million fee, but this kid is absolutely tearing it up. He's on a heater like none other and scores four first-half goals. Yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on Cole Palmer and Chelsea?
Cole Palmer is the leader of that team. Listen, they've signed a lot of guys and Cucu. They've signed Neto. They've signed all these different guys. But Cole Palmer is the heart and soul of Chelsea because he's young. He's been in the Premier League, even playing for City and now having that many minutes. Make no mistake. What do you think? You don't think he learned a lot about being under Pep's
guidance? Yeah, that's... I said it the minute he left, I swear, my group chat was popping off with my buddies. My friend Anthony, who's a Manchester City fan, was like, I don't like this at all. My buddy Doug, who is a Chelsea fan, was absolutely loving it. I thought to myself, this is a huge mistake. Because when he made that transfer, it was fresh off of scoring the winning goal in the Community Shield against Arsenal, an absolute pill, left-footed curler, top corner. And now here he is tearing it up.
He's a scorer. That's what makes him special. Bro. He's a scorer. Like, even when he has, like, some games that he's not really into it and, you know, they're marketing, maybe they're doubling, they're not giving him a lot of space, he's always so dangerous. And I really would love for him to keep working on that free kick because that free kick was absolutely amazing. If anybody thinks that it's easy to set the ball that many yards away from goal with a keeper and a wall in front of you and sneak it just like that.
Unbelievable goal.
Right. Unbelievable. I mean, incredible goal. Incredible goal.
Everton plus 172 money line cashes. They beat Palace 2-1. After going down 1-0, two McNeil goals gets Everton their first win of the season, finally. I mean, they had multiple two-goal leads. It was bound to happen at some point. It happened this past weekend. Palace are struggling big time. They have zero wins this season. They're sitting in 18th. They got to turn that around. They got to figure out a way to get more goals. They can't be conceding like this. Generally speaking, they're pretty good defensively at home, but going on the road, they got to find a way to get points, especially against teams like Everton. Otherwise, they're going to be in that relegation battle. Speaking of a team that we thought would be in the relegation battle, but they played very well thus far this season. Forest drop points to Fulham. They lose 1-0 at home. Fulham plus 200 money line cashes. Only goal came from a Jimenez penalty kick. He scores in three straight. Fulham are sitting in sixth place on 11 points. They've had a brilliant start to their season. Wolves lose 1-2 to Liverpool. Liverpool minus 310 cashes. Konate, another goal, man. This guy's he's on a tear with the goals. Goals, assists, the whole nine. If you have him in your fantasy team, props to you. Salah seals it. Nori level things up 56 minutes in. But Salah seals it.
Liverpool, top of the table, 15 points. What a dream start to the Arne Slot era, huh?
Hey, listen, I said 2-1 sneak win by Liverpool. Give me some credit, please.
I'm giving it to you. That's a good call. This Wolves team has been bad, and to compete with this Liverpool team is big time.
And like, Liverpool always has tough games. I'm a Liverpool fan. I like Liverpool. I've been watching them for years. And I remember even last year, they had such a tough game to get out of there. I think they had a 1-1 draw. But Wolves will have to play every single game like their life is dependent on it after the start that they had to the season. And props to Liverpool for getting the win. Props to them.
Yeah, it was a big win for them to get. And being at the top of the table, six games in, look, it's not the end of the season, but you know, it under a new manager to start this positively is huge for them because now they have belief, they have a system. It seems like they're completely bought in. They had a good win in the Champions League this week against Bologna.
And they're at the top of the table losing that game to Forest at home, which nobody expected.
They'd be perfect. They should have won that game. They had a billion chances. Speaking of a game that somebody probably should have won, Aston Villa and Ipswich tie 2-2, the draw plus 265 caches. The lap opened things up 8 minutes in. Rodgers had a terrific start to the season, levels it up. Watkins gives him the lead 32 minutes in. Delap gets his second 72 minutes into the game. Huge point in the grand scheme of things for Ipswich. They are a gritty team. They're sitting in 15th on 4 points. Villa in 5th on 13 points. And I'm saving the last game of the week for after this commercial break because I have way too much to say about this Manchester United-Tottenham game. We're going to be right back here on First Touch. Stick right with us. We're going to be going through this Manchester United-Tottenham game. We're going to be recapping the UCL. Man, I'm fired up. Stick right where you are. This is First Touch on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. This is your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to First Touch. This is your host, Tyler Levine, with me, Nico Beef Sauce. Unfortunately, I saved this for the other end of this break. I was just telling Nico when we were waiting for these ads to finish up, being a talk show host of a soccer show and a Manchester United fan might be one of the most painful things that one could experience in life. This game on Sunday was utterly pathetic and embarrassing. It finished 3-0, Tottenham plus 175 cash. It probably could have been 6, and this was just utterly pathetic. Look, there was a red card to Bruno Fernandes in the 42nd minute. Was it a red card? Absolutely not. How do we know that? The suspension's not being held up. He does not have to serve the suspension, which is essentially a Premier League Referee Association saying, we made a bad call here. I don't understand how they can make these calls with VAR. We talk about this, it seems like, every week with one of the games. It's been Arsenal a couple times. It was United last week. He's slipping and falling. His leg goes up. It's not, his studs don't even dig into the leg of James Maddison, who also said that's never a red. I mean, it altered the course of the game, obviously, going down a man. It's very tough to come back. It's very tough to not concede. It's very tough to score. But even before that happened, 2 minutes in, Van der Ven picks up the ball after a United counterattack in his half, significantly behind the halfway mark, may I add, and runs untouched. Granted, the guy's fast. He's actually the fastest player in the Premier League thus far this season. He picks up the ball, runs untouched to the touchline, all the way down the field, squares it up to a wide-open Brennan Johnson, 1-0, 2 minutes in. I was doing the dishes. I didn't even have a chance to sit down. My coffee was poured in the cup on the counter without a sip taken, and we're down 1-0. I throw my hands up. I look at them. Nico, I'm looking at myself. I'm like, in the mirror, I'm like, why? Why does this have to happen every single week?
It's a mentality. It's a mentality issue. 100%.
I cannot understand. There's no tactics. The substitutions, which we're going to get into midweek in the Europa League, were pathetic. We have no identity. It just looks like we're blatantly not trying. And then we go down a man and we get absolutely smoked for the rest of the game. Kulusevski scores right out of the out of halftime, which we've seen happen multiple times with this team, even when we're not down a man. Solanke sealed it in the 77th. United are sitting in 13th place on 7 points through 6 games. Can you please talk me off the cliff? Because I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I'll say a couple things about this. And if you're a United fan or if you're just a soccer fan, better listen carefully. When you have a team that cannot be inspired by the coach, you can have top level players. You can have the biggest talent on earth. If the guy that's sitting on the bench is not convinced that these guys can die for him, the team is always going to fail. Manchester United is coming off of a 1-1 draw from Twente, where a guy did the exact same thing that Van der Ven did. He took the ball.
Insane.
Insane. He took the ball, just like Tyler just described, from the back all the way to the front, created the equalizing goal for Twente and steals a point from Manchester United. The boys go back home, back to the coaching center. What did they talk about? I mean, if I'm a player and a guy's trying to do that to me back to back, I'm going to just try to tackle him NFL style.
There's no excuses either. We finally we have the starting 11 that we've been waiting for. Ugarte started, Garnacho started, Xerxes started, Mazraoui, De Ligt, Martinez, Dalot, Mainoo. The boys were there, and I sent you a screenshot of this lineup ahead of the game, and I said, this is the best lineup we have started in multiple years. I'm curious to see what it's going to look like. And look, like, I'm not one that piles on to managers. I do believe that the players have a large role to play in this. Like, it just looks like they're not trying, and they have not been good enough. But, like, at what point does something have to change? Because we can't fire the entire starting 11 and bring a new group of guys in the middle of the season. There's only real one option here, and it has to be to get rid of Ten Hag. And I have never, ever at any point called for his job because Sir Alex Ferguson went through a very rough start at the start of his United tenure, and people were calling for his job left and right. He turned it around and became arguably the best manager of all time. And I was hoping that we had that with Ten Hag as well. But, like, listening to him speak in these press conferences, I'm not convinced. He doesn't say the right things. He sounds weak. He sounds uninspired. I can't imagine how the players are feeling. And on top of all of this, icing on the cake, Kobbie Mainoo goes off injured, and Mason Mount, again, worst transfer of all time, goes off injured. This was, all in all, an absolute disaster of a game. I'm going to transition over to Champions League, and when we wrap up with that, we're going to just go right back to United in their Europa League fixture against Porto this week. Speaking of a team that stinks, PSG, what happened to them? They're pathetic. This Arsenal team absolutely smoked them. It was 2-0, Arsenal minus 135 cashes. I was looking at the PSG lineup, and I'm like, man, this team is weak. They stand no chance. After Mbappe left, Messi's gone, Neymar's gone. It is looking ugly in PSG. What do you think about that, huh?
The only thing I'm going to say about PSG is that they try to do similar style to what Man United does. They try to buy really expensive players. Like, they spend, you know, I don't even know, like another 100 million or something for Dembele after he did so great at Barcelona. He didn't do great at all. But they try to do the same thing. They try to just add really expensive players. They attract them in with money. Then when you see on the pitch, it's nothing inspiring. Arsenal beat them, I would say, fairly easy. They had control over the game. Yeah, they had control over the game the entire time. They held possession. They created chances. Granted, they were, PSG was playing away, but I feel like, you know, Dembele, Colomwani, Barcola, look, those are just young kids. I don't even think they care about PSG that much.
No, I don't think so either. They're very similar to United. They just don't seem to have an identity or a structure within the club, nothing, and it shows. On a more positive note, I couldn't be happier for Aston Villa. Look, they're a rival of United. They're in the league. I obviously want Manchester United to win the league every year. But, like, I got to give this club props, man. I hinted at it at the start of the show. 5 years ago, they tied Preston 3-3 at home, and fans were throwing cabbage on the field as Steve Bruce was the coach. They just beat Bayern Munich plus 310 money line, 1-0. Duran, this guy is a stud, man. Like, he is a certified baller. I'm loving this dude, man. I'm happy for him. Villa fans have to be thrilled. This has to be the absolute peak of the peak for probably most Villa fans in their lifetime. How about it for Aston Villa? You know, we wondered how were they going to do in the Champions League. This was by far going to be their biggest test. Granted, Nagby had Harry Kane square, and it is a tap-in goal. If he crosses it, he absolutely blew it. It probably should have been 1-1, and I predicted the draw. I'm a little upset about it, but Villa get the win nonetheless. All that matters is ultimately the result when the final whistle blows, and that's that. Great win for Villa. Lille, 1-0, Real Madrid. We hinted at it a couple weeks back. Real Madrid are looking odd. It doesn't seem like they've gelled yet. This snaps their 36-game unbeaten streak. Leverkusen beating Milan 1-0. Xabi Alonso does it again. Leverkusen is a team of ballers, man. And it's the polar opposite of United. They have an identity. They have cohesion. They go out and bust their balls every single game. They believe they can win, and they consistently are winning. And good for them. I'm very happy for them. I'm looking forward to the next round of Champions League as well. Just to touch on the one Europa League game that I think we have to discuss. And I don't want to just keep harping on this United stuff. I know it's for those who are fans, I'm sorry. It's painful. For those who are not, I'm sure you're probably enjoying it. Just hearing my sorrow, sadness, and utter depression through the mic on iHeartRadio. United 3, Porto 3. We get a point. Bruno is sent off for the second game in a row. Just a moronic situation. I don't know what he's thinking there. Look, I understand going for the ball, yada, yada. It's not a straight red. He gets a second yellow, and it is a yellow card, to be fair. That one definitely will not be being overturned. But the frustrating thing about this, going to Porto and getting a result, they have a bona fide track record playing in Europe. They're a very tough team to play away. They have a storied history. They're a very solid team. But when you're up 2-0 20 minutes in after Rashford and Hoyland score, and Porto score twice in a row to make it 2-2. They come out of half. They go up 3-2. And when you rely on Harry Maguire scoring off of a corner kick in the 91st minute just to rescue a point here, I mean, we're sitting 21st in the Europa League table on 2 points with draws to FC 20 and Porto. Nico,
there's no pretty way to explain what's happening at United, man. Their mentality is off. I'm standing by that. I'm not seeing players that are ready to dive for the ball and put their legs on fire, as we say in my motherland, Greece. They're not ready to dive for it. They're going to always get bullied. Porto goes down 2-0 after two huge mistakes by their keeper. Their keeper had two really, really bad reactions to Rashford.
They weren't even good goals either. It's not like United scored two like beautiful build-up. Exactly. They probably should have been saved.
Two goals that are coming off of an error. And then, you know what is the most... the most decisive part of that game is as soon as United concedes one goal, you can tell on the field the whole energy changes. Yeah. They're all of a sudden timid. They're all of a sudden not going to the ball really fast. They're letting Porto gain space and momentum. And I'm like, you guys started the game off at 2-0. Like, what is wrong with
it? It's depressing, man. I'll give a shout-out to Samuel. I'm going to butcher this. Omar Dion, 7 goals at a start at Porto. Good for him. Stay right where you are. We are going through our Week 7 preview for the English Premier League. We're giving out some picks. We're giving out some locks. Stay right where you are. First Touch rolls on across the world and around the globe on the Sports Byline USA Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You're not going to want to miss this, baby. We're giving out some locks on the other end of this break. Stay right where you are. We will be right back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, all right. Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and with me, Nico Beef Sauce. It is time to look ahead at the Game Week 7 Saturday and Sunday slate for the English Premier League. We kick things off. Liverpool traveling to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace are winless this season. Liverpool pretty much the opposite outside of a fluke loss to Forest, sitting on 5 wins and only 1 loss. Top of the table with a plus 10 goal differential. Liverpool have only conceded 2 goals this entire season. They've scored 12. Liverpool are minus 195. The draw is plus 360. Palace plus 500. The over is set at 2.5. I think that obviously, Nico, Liverpool money line here is a lock. The interesting one here is the over 2.5 is minus 165, but scoring goals at Crystal Palace can be difficult, and Palace haven't exactly been an offensive powerhouse thus far. I could see sneaky this one finishing like a 1-0 or 2-0. What do you got for this game?
Even money for Liverpool to win the first half. I believe they played Bologna in the Champions League. They had quite an easy game. Bologna didn't really push the pace at all. 2-0 win, easy. So there's no really value for me in the money line. I'm going to go for them winning the first half.
I like that a lot. I do like that a lot because Liverpool, they can get after you, and they can get after you really quick. I think that almost off the jump, they're going to dominate possession no matter what. I think Crystal Palace are just going to kind of sit back and try and absorb that pressure as much as they can. Yeah. But like Liverpool are going to keep coming and coming and coming. And I can see Trent Alexander-Arnold whipping one in back post, Luis Diaz tapping it in, something like that to kick things off. And Liverpool, I mean, they've only conceded 2 goals. So if they get ahead here, I don't see Palace coming back unless it's another shocking result. One that probably, this is going to be an absolute thrashing. Southampton are going to the Emirates to take on Arsenal. Arsenal are a minus 750 favorite. The draw is plus 850. And I think this is the biggest money line I've seen thus far. Southampton plus 1700. I think that's the biggest one of the season thus far. The over-under is 3.5 is minus 110. I think Arsenal are probably going to win this 1-2. I don't really necessarily think Southampton are scoring at all. Arsenal's defense have been absolutely stellar this season. They've conceded 5. 2 of them were last week against Leicester. I do think Leicester are a better team than Southampton, but you think that we can get, sneaking over in here? You think we can see 4 goals, or you think this one's definitely going under?
Hey, listen, I think the best value in this game for me is going to be under Southampton goals. I don't think they're scoring. I think that Arsenal is going to play a few subs because they play Champions League. They're going to come in super fresh. And Southampton is just a bad team. If they don't get relegated, it has to be.
I would be shocked if they start up this season. Like, something no crazy would have to start happening. They have to really start clicking.
They can't do anything good. So, yeah.
It's going to be tough. One that probably will be very entertaining, Wolves going to Brentford. Brentford plus 110. The draw is plus 260. The Wolves are plus 240. Over 2.5 minus 135. I am taking that over. I think this is going to be a shootout. Both teams are absolutely terribly defensively. Brentford have shown that they can score. Nico, if we see another first-minute goal from Brentford and they don't win this game, I got to do something crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'll shave my head or something nuts. But I think I have to lean that Brentford's taking this one home. But the value in the draw at plus 260 is so appetizing for me, just because Wolves just scored against Liverpool. Have had the best defense in the league thus far this season in terms of what's been allowed. My heart tells me Brentford is going to get a win here. They're long overdue. They've been playing relatively well, but they are just not finishing games. What do you got for this game?
A goal before the 10-minute mark.
Oh, wow.
Plus 250. That's great. I like that. A goal before the 10-minute mark. Brentford scores in the first minute every single game. So go hammer that, my friend.
That's a degenerate pick. But it's perfect. I'm absolutely loving it, man. I'm fired up.
He's scoring every single minute.
Yeah, I might have to open up the book after this and put that one in. Bournemouth going to Leicester. Bournemouth, who have played pretty well this season, plus 115. The draw is plus 260. Leicester plus 230. Over 2.5 is minus 150. This is one that I'm certainly booking the over on this one. I think both teams have shown that they can score. Bournemouth have been a great team. Leicester are very good at home. I don't really love anyone necessarily in terms of like picking someone. If I had to pick someone, I'm going to take Bournemouth just because they have a very good coach and they've had a very solid start to the season despite losing Solanke. What do you got for this game here, Nico?
I love the over in this game because Bournemouth is a team that has so much talent up front, and I feel like even when they go play away, despite the pressure that they might get from the home team, they're always going to go out and attack. So three goals in this game could be in the first half.
This one that coming up is very interesting for me. Fulham are going to Manchester City. City are minus 450. The draw is plus 600. Fulham are plus 950. Over 3.5 is plus 110. No Rodri, no party. Is there a way that we can see Fulham get a point here? Or is this just like, is City too good? Is Haaland too much? Are we seeing a hat trick out of him again? It seems like he scores one every single week. Are we going to see goals in this game? I mean, City are not. I mean, they've scored 14. They've given up 6. We just saw them tie Newcastle. Granted, they were away. Fulham are going on the road here. Playing at the Etihad is very, very difficult to get a point off of City. But Fulham have had a pretty solid start to the season. They're sitting in 6th place. They got a plus 3 goal differential. They're on 11 points. They're only 3 points off City. It's not like they're the Fulham that we're used to knowing and, you know, bottom of the table, Southampton, Leicester type of team. They have guys. Jimenez has been hot. He's been scoring goals. Smith Rowe has been reinvigorated after his injury-ridden career at Arsenal. Awobi is a threat. And Fulham have nothing to lose here. Do you think City have this on lock, or do you think that we might see a result here?
At the end of the day, I think City is going to win. And I do think that because although they were away for Champions League, their game was ridiculously outnumbered. Like, they were playing some teams that I never heard of before. I really love Fulham to score a goal at minus 125. As you said just now, they have a lot of talent up front and they've been scoring goals. Minus 125 for them to score a goal in 90 minutes. And I don't care if they lose.
City concede all the time, bro, to these teams too. Like, they win the game 90% of the time, but like they tend to give up goals. I would be very interested here. If you see Fulham go up 1-0, take a look at what that Manchester City live line looks like. I did it a bunch last season. I vividly remember doing it against Brentford. Phil Foden came on at halftime, scored a hat trick, I believe it was. If Fulham go up 1-0 here, hit that City live line. I will certainly be doing it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ipswich at West Ham. West Ham are minus 125. The draw is plus 290. Ipswich are plus 320. Over 2.5 is minus 145. West Ham, for me, have been one of the more disappointing teams of the season. I had really high hopes for them. I believe I do a little pick 'em. I predicted that they were going to finish in, I think it was 9th. And they have been just really, really, really tragic to watch. Negative 4 goal differential. They've only scored 6. They've given up 10. They've won 1 game. They're on 5 points. They're actually worse than Manchester United, which I didn't even know was humanly possible. You love West Ham here. You told me before the show. Yeah. I'm loving the draw here. I like the draw at plus 290.
Listen, West Ham has 5 points in 6 games, and they've lost 3 home games between all those games that they played. If they cannot beat Ipswich, I don't know who they're going to beat. But maybe they'll beat Southampton, but you know, everything else is going to be a coin toss for them. Are they going to get relegated? I think that West Ham tomorrow has a prime opportunity to play a game for their fans. I'm sure they're all going to get support.
They have
to win.
If
they lose points in this game, I don't know. If you don't want to take money line, take West Ham to score 2 goals, minus 140. They score 2 goals and you know,
minus 140 or plus 140?
Minus 140 for them.
Oh, so the bookmakers think West Ham's putting up some goals.
Yeah, they think it's possible. So,
okay.
So, you know, I mean, for me, as somebody that's been watching soccer my entire life, I don't see how a team like West Ham with 50,000 fans at least over there is going to lose this game or drop points. I can see it.
Newcastle are headed to Everton after Everton just got their first win. Newcastle plus 127. The draw is plus 255. Everton plus 202. Over under 2.5. The over is minus 150. This is an interesting one. Newcastle tend to kind of drop form on the road versus at home. Everton are in desperate need to turn things around. I'm kind of leaning towards a draw here. I don't know. I don't think Everton have what it takes to beat Newcastle. And I'm kind of just banking on Newcastle to get off to a slow start and maybe kind of sleepwalk through this one. What do you got here?
I think over 2.5 is a safe bet here because
I like that.
Everton, although they've had terrible results for their team, they have been scoring goals. So that means that they can do something. They can create something up front. They also concede goals. And, you know, a lot of times they concede them late. So even if the score is 1-0 from the 70th to the 90th, you can get 2 goals and win this bet. Minus 145.
Sunday, man. I'm really not looking forward to this one. United are going to Aston Villa. Villa are plus 120. The draw is plus 275. United plus 200. Over 3.5 is plus 130. I'm taking Villa money line, and it will be Ten Hag.
Oh,
my prediction
no.
is Ten Hag's last game as manager. If somehow we find a way to win, he gets an extra life. He eats the Mario mushroom and gets another life in the game. If we lose, it's over. It has to be over. Do you think United stand a chance in this game? I know Bruno will obviously be able to play now after his red card was overturned. What do you think here? Do we have a chance?
I think that United is just going to have to take a little bit of excitement from the Maguire header if they want something to happen positive in this game for them. I do believe that they definitely have a chance to get at least a point. I can't see Ten Hag staying on the bench if they lose 2-0. And Villa is a team that actually scores late a lot. And they you can't count them out. So even if United is up, you know, 1-0, I don't think it's a definite win.
United could be up 3-0. I'm not convinced we close it out. Villa, I will say this. Villa have been conceding a lot. I know they just shut out Bayern Munich. But they gave up 2 goals Saturday. They were down 2-0 at home to Everton. Granted, they won the game 3-2. I don't know if I could take United being up in this game and losing again. It's just too much. It's too much. Forest
shut the TV off.
Take on Chelsea. Chelsea minus 210. The draw is plus 360. Forest plus 525. Over 3.5 is plus 130. I don't know what the line on Cole Palmer anytime scorer is or first goal scorer, but it seems like that is the lock of the weekend. Every weekend, the guy is a certified stud. I don't see Chelsea dropping points here. I think that they are absolutely unequivocally winning this game. I know minus 210 is a little steep, but it feels safe to me. Am I wrong there, Nico, or are you back and forth in this one?
I think that Nottingham Forest is going to play for the point here. I see a low block, them defending a lot. Chelsea obviously has been very, very well at attacking. Midweek, they had an easy game at home that they won. They scored like 4 goals. I think it was like a 4-2 end result against a much weaker team than them. The draw is going to play hard here. You know what I like? I like Cole Palmer to have 3 or more shots on target. Plus 180. I think there's a ton of value in that. I think he's definitely going to shoot the ball. He didn't play midweek because he's not playing for them in the European competitions. And a plus 180 seems too good to be true, kind of.
Last game of the weekend, Tottenham going to Brighton. Tottenham plus 120. The draw is plus 300. Brighton plus 190. Over 3.5 is minus 110. Who do you got in this one?
This is going to be a tough one for me. I see goals for sure. Two teams
taking the over?
Yeah, taking the over on this one.
I like the over in the draw. I think this is going to finish 2-2. Stay right where you are. Coming up, we are going to go through our Week 7 locks, our mortal locks on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. We will be right back. Do not move. You're not going to want to miss these locks, baby. Stay tuned.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to First Touch. It is time for our locks of the week. I am Tyler Levine, your host. Alongside me, Nico Beef Sauce, my co-host. Nico, we have some appetizing games on the slate. I'm going to give you my first one. I think that this Bournemouth-Leicester game is absolutely guaranteed to go over 2.5. I think that these teams can score. I think Bournemouth have been great. Leicester are gritty. What do you think? And you think I'm crazy there?
No, I love the over 2.5 on this one, and I think the value is great. I even think this game can go over 3.5. I also believe that a draw is super juicy in this game because both teams can come back from going down 1-0 and they can make it happen.
I'll give you my other three, and then I want to hear yours. I got Aston Villa money line going up against Manchester United as a mortal lock for the week. Erik ten Hag is fired. If there's a line on that, bet it. United Villa over 3.5 plus 130. I just think that there's way too much value in that at plus 130 to not take it. I mean, both teams concede goals left and right. Both teams can score. And lastly, I got this one's, you know, it's a little bit testy for a lock. It's plus 300, but Tottenham and Brighton to draw. I'm really feeling that one. I think that Tottenham are going to regress a little bit after last week's win. I think Brighton are going to step it up after giving up 4 goals in the first half. What do you got for your game week 7 locks?
Okay, I'm going to stick with some overs this time. I'm going to go West Ham to score 2 goals at home. You scared me a little bit with Ipswich playing so well, so I'm not going to take their money line. It's the same exact price, over 1.5 team goals for West Ham. I love the over at Leicester and Bournemouth. We agree on that one. I love the over 2.5 at Everton versus Newcastle, especially with Everton constantly scoring and especially at home. And I am going to take Nottingham Forest plus 1.5 on the spread at minus 170 as well. I do think they're going to play a low block, and I don't see Chelsea having an easy game with them. They're going to be desperate for points.
My buddy EJ Golden just shot me a text as we're live. He's tuning in, said he's hammering Chelsea money line. I'm riding with him. All right, folks, that's all the time we have this week. Tune in next week, 5 o'clock Eastern. We'll be going through the Game Week 7 review. We're going to look ahead at Game Week 8, look ahead at some Champions League stuff, and we are headed out to England in early November for Liverpool-Brighton and United-Chelsea. We'll have a ton of content coming out. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Tyler Veen. With me, Nico Beef Sauce, and I'm staying with you guys. We're talking some NFL on Sports Overnight America coming up next. Stay tuned. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Bye.